on this day of the presentation of Jesus Christ in the temple. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all peoples. Amen. Please be seated. If the Gospel of Mark captures the transition of ages in the baptism scene and brief summary in Jesus' preaching, then Luke communicates the change more easily through seven episodes of the prologue of his book, of which the presentation of Jesus in the temple is number six. Everything in this episode signals the apocalyptic transition from the present age to the age to come, the age of Jesus. Today we meet people who embody Israel living out her ancient covenant relationship with God. We've got Simeon, righteous and devout, led by the Spirit, awaiting the promised coming of the age, the Messiah. Anna is also in the temple. She was briefly a wife, many years a widow, and known as a prophetess, and one who learned to always pray. She was also waiting, like Simeon, for the redemption of Jewish people through the coming of the Messiah. Then here comes Mary and Joseph with the infant Jesus to do what the Mosaic law required, the purification of a new mother and the dedication of a newborn child to God. The prayer Luke puts in Simeon's mouth to illuminate this moment is so full of poetic power. It has long been at the heart of our church's evening prayers. It is called the Song of Simeon, or the Nunc Dimittis. It's in the Book of Common Prayer on pages 66 and 120. In the Song of Simeon, the old man speaks for all Israel as he takes the child in his arms and prays to God using the words from Isaiah chapter 40. My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all peoples. He draws imagery from other parts of that scroll of Isaiah as he celebrates the child as a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. Then Simeon addresses Mary. Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, thereby forecasting what will be further recorded in the Gospel of Luke and the Book of Acts of the Apostles. When he tells Mary, "And you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed," he's not only speaking of the personal sorrow that lies ahead for Mary as a mother of a rejected prophet and ridiculed enemy of the Roman Empire, he's also addressing her as a representative of a people that will be famously divided in its response to this news of the fulfillment of prophecy. At Simeon's words, Anna, representing a responsive Israel, joins the shepherds of Christmas night as one of the first non-writing evangelists who early on emerged from among the humble men and women of Jesus' time. No need for tarot cards, horoscopes, surfing the internet for answers, dancing around a stone in the dead of night, crystals, or bringing forth spirits from the dead. God's new age, the age of Jesus, has been with us for over 2,000 years. It will take further conversion for us to realize and know its fullness. Amen.